This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Colorado and one community like Greeley, the place we've called home for years. Family-owned, community-focused banking, Bank of Colorado. There's only one, member FDIC.
I got that nerd rage. Nerd rage. I got that nerd rage. Nerd rage.
From comics and games to movies and TV, this is The Nerd Show on 1310 KFKA.
Nerd rage.
Nerd rage.
Now here are the nerds.
Happy Nerds Day, everybody. It is Scott and Mike. And Nick will be joining us shortly as we get ready to jump into all things nerdy and are preparing for the week ahead for so many Star Wars fans and what we have affectionately come to know as Star Wars Day and May the 4th and all the things. But we will focus on that in the second segment. But before we get too far, we should introduce ourselves formally. We are known as
Darth Ambivalous.
Darth Monger.
I'm not used to doing it that way.
Well, and we should also do Nicholas since he will be here soon.
We certainly hope so.
Yeah.
Darthus Binkus.
And I think that's appropriate since he is late.
Come on, Darthus Binkus.
Come on, Binkus. What are
be
you doing
on time. If he had pink eye, he'd be Darthus Pinkus.
He could be. He definitely could be.
I hope not.
So,
pink eyes. So.
Micah, the latest Deadpool trailer dropped
and
this
I'm
week.
Super excited.
And I have to say, they did an amazing job of really doing some really good storytelling in what they're showing in the trailer without hopefully giving away too much. I don't know what you thought, but
I thought it was great. So the feel that I get from it, and I don't know if this is what they were going for, but it kind of felt like an old man Logan.
Yeah.
Have you ever read the old man Logan?
I am aware of it. I don't think it's been a while since I have, but
so you can probably buy the old man Logan, which I recommend. You can go and read it and enjoy it. I did. You might be able to find it on YouTube. Some people will, you know, read the story along with showing the pictures on YouTube. But I kind of got this old man Logan type of vibe when they said that he let his planet down. It just seemed that all the mutants were gone, but not gone in the way that they were in the movie Logan.
Right.
More like Red Skull or someone like Red Skull had taken over and Wolverine was basically retired and everybody hated him. And some of that was kind of the Ant-Man head just popping open. You know, he wasn't Ant-Man at the time that I imagine he died. He was a giant man.
Yeah.
But it just had that feel, and it's it also. So did you notice the 20th Century Fox sign half buried?
Yes.
I mean, what an Easter egg! And there's also another one. I think it's Rob Leafields. I can't remember. He was the original artist for Deadpool, and he can't draw feet. He's notorious for not being able to draw feet. And they had, his name next to a shoe store. So it's like shoes only or something.
Yeah.
And the Easter eggs in this trailer are so great.
Yeah.
You pointed one out that I hadn't heard.
Well, it was just at the very end of it. And it's not really an Easter egg, but it's sort of like, you know.
I mean, they include it as an Easter egg.
I don't know. But it was just sort of the element of, you know, all the different references to referring to whether or not, and I can't remember, so that's the same lady who also plays one of the overseers in Fallout, but she plays kind of the blind best friend of Deadpool, and she's like, you want to do some cocaine? He's like, I can't do that because I'm trying to save the world or whatever
else. Yeah, because Feige won't allow it.
Yeah, and just keeps going through all the different iterations of it. And then at the very end, it's like, do you want to build a snowman or you want to do a snowman? And he's like, I do, but I can't. So
yeah,
I thought it was great.
And that's a callback to Deadpool 2 where they made a few jokes about how do you want to build a snowman sounds a lot like I don't remember what the song was. It's some song from Wicked or something.
It very well could be, but I just know that it was funny.
Oh, and, Papa, Can You Hear Me?
Yeah. So they did a great job with it. And I think where I'm going with it is, you know, we sort of have this, we had this element in the teaser trailer where it was like, you know, Wolverine and Deadpool, they're best buds. And, you know, and we know that that's not exactly the case. But you only had that one little tidbit right at the very end of the first trailer where it's like, you know, you're going to just stand there. You're going to help me up. And then he whips out the claws. He's like, never mind. And then they cut from it. Well, we got a lot of Deadpool fighting Wolverine in this trailer. And it's funny to see it because you recognize the fact that they know they can't really kill each other, for lack of a better term.
So they're
but
just
they're just working
beating the
out
hell
there.
Out of
yeah,
each
they're
other.
Just beating each other up. And of course, you know, Logan is trying to say no, and Wade's going, "I need you to help save my world." And obviously, they eventually come to an agreement, and they decide to, you know, connect and work up together with the yellow suit and everything else that people are enjoying.
The yellow suit that everybody knows from the latter years of the comics and the cartoons.
Well,
I thought
Sleeveless,
his original suit was brown and yellow.
I think it was. But
then they decided to choose better colors.
They went with different colors that were a little bit more appealing. And I did think it was great that they were sleeveless as well. So just because that is, you know, that's the X-Men cartoon and that's what I'm used to seeing. And so it made sense in that regard. But still a good, you know, it's a great trailer. I think they've done a fantastic job in reading some of the background when, you know, Ryan Reynolds was really unhappy with the way they did Project X early on when he was first doing this thing and just never liked it, wasn't happy about it, and decided to basically fund it himself in order to be able to do it when the opportunity came. And so being able to bring these guys back together and for him to be able to do this in all of these ways has been, you know, he said it's been just so much fun for him to kind of play this character and do this. And
especially since the character was kind of, in a way, it wasn't I don't think it was imagined to be like him, but it was jokingly. He was, you know, jokingly hinted at in the comics. I think it actually said Ryan Reynolds and a radioactive Sharpay. I think that line was actually stolen from the comics.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what brought Ryan Reynolds' attention to the character.
Sure.
And he is a good character. He's a lot of fun. There are a lot of things about Deadpool that people don't know. Like, he actually does like kids. So he's actually a pretty deep character. We all know him because he's funny and violent and breaks the fourth wall. But he actually does really have a big heart.
Yeah.
And he likes chimichangas.
And we see that, I think, in the beginning of the first trailer, where he's kind of got the big birthday party and everybody's around celebrating with him and he's kind of doing his thing and he's happy. So that's kind of fun. I'm excited for it and looking forward to seeing how they can continue to make that story great. And what I would envision is that this is what we're wrapping up with, that this is going to be kind of the end of the Deadpool series of films.
And they might have him show up every now and then. Probably not going to have – we'll probably have another Wolverine. So I think this is probably to officially introduce the X-Men, my guess. This is probably going to officially introduce the new Wolverine.
Yeah,
we're not going to see any more of the Wolverine that we've known for the last few years.
Well, and I have seen online a couple of images that the Deadpool takeover of the slipcovers for movies is starting to hit stores. So if you're not familiar with that, when the first movie came out and then they did it again with the second one, they took a whole bunch of the popular, you know, kind of the Disney, Marvel sort of movies that they had any tie-in with whatsoever, and they face-swapped and put Wolverine or put Deadpool on the covers of all of them. So, like, Assassin's Creed and all these other ones, and I'm seeing that again with this most latest iteration of the film. So that should be kind of fun, too, to just see what's out there.
I just hope they do another one of those songs like they did last time. You know, they did kind of – they had that Bond beginning – that James Bond beginning at the beginning of the Deadpool 2.
Yeah.
That Celine Dion song. And I'm not a huge Celine Dion fan, but damn, That's a pretty good song. And yeah, she's got a great voice, but overall, that's a good song. Plus, adding in the James Bond parody, that was pretty funny.
Well, and I think, was it the end of the first or the second one where we got the Ferris Bueller parody?
That was the first one.
Yeah, where it was like, what are you still doing here? You know,
game over.
So I think
it's over.
We should be able to see that again, and I'm excited to see. I have a feeling that's not the end of the trailers. I believe that we'll get another one that may be a little bit of a mix of maybe stuff we won't even see in the film. It's just sort of something that's going to come out and be catchy and is going to be eye-grabbing and people are going to be excited about it and then want to go see what's going on.
This will lead us right before we go to break. I have to say I was caught up. I was behind a week on X-Men 97. And the episode that I got caught up on is a really big kick to the groin and a stab to the heart. Boy, does it hurt. They kill one of your favorite characters, and he was one of my favorite characters from childhood.
Well,
the attack on Genosha.
Mm-hmm.
So if anyone is behind on the show, You got to watch it, because this is one of those good episodes that, you know, I remembered from the 90s that really impacted me, that really, you know, I remembered for being so good. And this is one that I am going to remember for a long time. Unfortunately, with this series, I'm starting to notice it's very hit and miss. So, like, we'll get a good episode, and then the next episode is really blah.
Yeah. We've seen some, and we've seen that with a lot of series that we've reviewed and talked about, whether it's, you know, Marvel or whether it's, you know, some different series, except for Halo. Halo really literally did two seasons of really not good episodes, and then they, like, did all of their great stuff in the very last episode. So hopefully we'll see it. And I'm hoping that if they ever decide to go and do more Halo, which I haven't heard that it's been renewed for a third season. We do know Fallout's been renewed for a second. But if they ever do more Halo, maybe they can take a few pages out of the Fallout book and go, oh, this is how we should do this.
Hopefully they will do a Halo good job.
Oh, my gosh. You know, I got nothing after that. We're going to have to take a break just so I can recover. So stick around. We'll be right back.
Bad joke alert. Bad joke alert.
Apologize immediately. Go Broncos.
Sorry.
There's only one feeling like knowing your banker personally. Like growing up with a bank you can count on. Like being sure what you've earned is safe, secure, and local. There's only one feeling like knowing you're supporting your community. You deserve more from a bank. You deserve an institution that stood strong for generations. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Welcome back to the Nerd Show. We are coming to you from the Aloe Fiber Studios in beautiful Midtown Greeley. We left the last segment talking about a big major death in X-Men 97.
And I'm not going to say who it is.
You're not?
No. No.
Wow.
I want people to go and watch it.
Okay.
Because I'm familiar with the story of Genosha. So Genosha is it's an island for all of the mutants to, you know, get together and have their paradise and, you know, live in peace. But unfortunately, it gets attacked by Sentinels. So this is the story that I never read in the comics because I wasn't into comics at the time and it wasn't covered in X-Men 92. Well, this is the story of the end of Genosha, and boy, did it like really stab you right in the heart.
It's pronounced Geonosis.
And welcome into studio,
Nick
Kenny.
Nick with his... This is the second bad joke of the show.
Bad joke alert.
What?
Bad joke alert.
Did you have the first one?
Yeah.
Yeah, Micah did.
I apologized. Normally, you don't apologize for it, but I felt like I needed to apologize for that one because it was Nick. It was bad.
No, you should not have to apologize for a bad joke. I mean,
oh, that one deserved an apology.
What did the sushi say to the bumblebee?
I'm gonna prepare for this.
Wasabi.
Bad joke alert. Bad joke alert. Bad joke alert. Bad joke alert.
Well,
what congratulations.
Are you guys
about? You've received the Nick Kenny Bad Joke Award for your despicably bad joke.
You
this is not an honor.
You, can't give
you
that
have
to
brought
me.
Shame upon yourself and your family. Go Broncos.
You can't give that award to me. I am Nick Kenny.
Yes. Well, you've won your Hey, that's saying that Lombardi couldn't win the Lombardi Trophy. Like if he could have won the trophy if he had lived long enough.
Anyhow, what's the scuttlebutt?
Well,
what have I missed?
You missed us talking about the Deadpool trailer.
Ah.
And we just started talking about the most recent episode of X-Men 97, which is a little bit of a gut punch, as Micah stated, although that wasn't exactly the phrase that he used. And so we were saving all of our Star Wars talk for the second half of the show.
We didn't want you to
such a build up for the week of May the 4th.
So. Oh, I appreciate it. I'm sorry, I'm a little tardy, but duty calls.
Yeah, we wanted you to live long and prosper.
Oh, I want that for many people.
Yes. I was going to say something that I would have got a bad joke on, so I'm just going to leave it there.
Yeah, we're just a lot of bad jokes today.
Yeah. Well, outside of those two elements, we really haven't seen a lot of new pop culture, you know, news releases or anything else that have come up. We've seen nothing really major outside of kind of, you know, what we saw with the wrap up of, Fallout. We saw some stuff around X-Men 97 is continuing to come out, but there really hasn't been a lot as of late in like new film releases or updates other than kind of what we saw out of the Deadpool trailer. That seems to be the latest.
Have you seen Beacon 23?
I have not yet.
So Beacon 23 is on MGM Plus. However, if you have Amazon Prime, you can watch the first season. It is currently in its second season on MGM Plus, so you can probably pay for the new episodes. You can definitely pay for the new episodes per episode. I'm not going to do that. I will just wait for season 3 to drop so I can watch season 2 for free on Amazon Prime. I'm halfway through the 8 episodes, and so far I'm loving it. It's starring Lena Headey, who you all know as Cersei Lannister from Game of Thrones. And it focuses on this beacon. It's basically a lighthouse in space. And I think it's like maybe 400 years in the future. I don't think it really tells us how many years in the future, but it's at least 400 years in the future. And I'm guessing 400 years in the future. And the very first episode, a ship crashes because there's a malfunction with the beacon, and there are just some shenanigans going on. You don't the artificial intelligence doesn't like is at odds with the guy who's running the beacon, and it turns out the guy who's running the beacon is not the guy who's supposed to be running the beacon, and he apparently murdered the guy who was running the beacon, and Lena Headey came, and she's there just to get some rocks. But it gets so complicated. And in the first episode, you
so who's running the beacon? I don't know, if I had a nickel for every time Micah just said beacon.
I can't remember the names. Sorry.
Helen.
The first episode, you think you know what the show is about, and then it leads into the second episode. And the second episode, you're like, all right, all these brand new characters. And then that's not what the show is about. In the third episode, that's not what the show is about. And then finally getting into the fourth episode, which is a prequel, like a previous episode, 180 years in the past. That's, I think, where they introduce what the show is going to be about, which I think eventually it's going to be artificial intelligence versus humans. But I don't think it's going to be one of those Terminator type of shows where it's like, we built them and now they're against us. I think it's going to be a lot more nuanced. And so I just watched the fourth episode last night / this morning. Really impressed by it. Hoping it doesn't go downhill. It always could. But so far, it's pretty good. And the episode 4 was my favorite, and it didn't even have Lena Headey in it. It basically had three actors, had the AI voice and two other people, and they were both fantastic in it.
Hmm.
The way they write these characters, so it's based off of a book by an American author who I've never heard of, because why read the book when you can watch the show?
You know, it's interesting. I'm looking on IMDb right now, and it isn't overly high rated, but
really?
but it doesn't have a lot of people actually rating it. I mean, like episode one of the first season is 6.7 out of 10, which isn't terrible, but it's not great. But it's only got 375 votes, and episode two is 336, episode three, 276, 273, 201, 214, 170, 178. So the last episode of season one only has 178 people even rating this show. So obviously this is a little bit of a sleeper. There's not a lot of people out there that have watched it, that have seen much about it. And I'm curious, because it does look to be a pretty interesting take on what would happen if you got an opportunity, you seized it, and then somebody called you on it, and that opportunity wasn't exactly ethical.
So I think a lot of the reason is most people don't have MGM Plus. Most people don't even know MGM Plus exists. So that's probably the reason why people aren't watching it. Because I only found out about it, it was on Amazon Prime. And I watched the first episode 9 months ago, maybe. And so when I found out that all the episodes were available from season one, decided to go back and watch it. And four episodes in, I'm quite happy. I think the acting is pretty good all the way around. But I don't know. Maybe I'm blowing it out of proportion. Maybe someone else can watch it and go, Micah, you are completely full of crap. You're excited about something that's not very good.
I doubt that.
You are
the
a Star
case.
Trek fan.
How dare you, sir?
Oh, come on!
How
now.
Dare you?
Low blows?
You know what? The 501st is dumb, and I don't care.
Ouch!
It doesn't
matter.
We're
celebrating the most sacred holiday coming up. I had to get a. Sorry, Micah.
Who cares?
I do enjoy Star Trek.
To each their own, I say.
Well, as we go to break, there are rumors that we're going to get Godzilla Minus One at some point in time this year.
On Amazon Prime?
On Amazon Prime, and the release for Japan is May 1st.
I think we're May 3rd.
That's been rumored, but I'm hearing that may not be the case because it hasn't been released yet. But I want to go find Shin Godzilla. Because that's the prequel to it, and I have yet to find it. I was hoping it was on Amazon Prime, and it's not. But we're going to take another break. When we come back, we'll switch seats. We'll put Nick back in the driver's seat, and we will talk all things Star Wars as we lead up to May the 4th and Star Wars Day. So stick around.
There's only one feeling like rising before the sun. And finishing your day after it sets. Like lending a hand to the neighbors who need it. Like finally putting your feet up after all the hours you put in. Our state was forged by passion and determination. And we serve the people behind it. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Welcome back to the Nerd Show. Oh, feels good to say that. Hello, gentlemen.
A little off your kilter there?
Yeah.
You're sitting in seat two.
I am, okay. And it's better perspective for neck movement. No, it's just weird coming in halfway through a segment. But I'm here now.
You are.
And now we're talking Star Wars.
I mean, I've heard of it once or twice. Seen it once or twice.
Well, I thought that it would be appropriate because this show is going to air on Saturday, which is basically the week before everything is going to happen. And so there are so many things that are happening before May the 4th, before next Saturday, that I feel like it is our duty, it's our responsibility to let our listeners, whether they're listening to the show on Saturday or on a podcast, to know all of the opportunities that they have in and around the Greeley area and the Colorado and Northern Colorado area to engage and experience Star Wars in a multitude of ways.
Well, and also, no matter where you're listening, take a look at other places and venues around your hometown and what Star Wars celebrations are happening. Because if Greeley's come this far with celebrating Star Wars Day, well, I can't. It's paramount. It's everywhere.
It is.
It is. Well, it's just all around us and binds us, connects us.
Nerd.
That's a great try to bring that together.
I was really, really scrambling there. May 1st is, of course, 501.
We've got to go before that. Oh. I mean, there's stuff starting on April 30th.
Well, what's that?
April 30th, there's actually Star Wars trivia at Wiley Roots.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Scott and I are going to clean house next week.
Okay, do not do that. You just jinxed us.
What?
There's no way that's
Oh, gosh, yeah, I know.
Go.
By the way, guys, I am running that.
Edit.
I'm running that, so if you want to throw a few dollars my way.
I'm excited. You brought this up the other day when we were hanging out, Scott, and I haven't participated in a trivia in a long time when you brought that up. So that'd be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Let's go and let's see how much we know, because we were talking about some trivia that we're going to host together. We'll get to that a little later in the show, but you know, wondering how easy or how deep we go into those questions. So I'm really, really, really curious to see how we'll fare at Wiley Roots Trivia on April 30th.
Yeah. Maybe you could come out and say hi and say, hey, I heard about this on the Nerd Show, and so I decided to show up. That would be great.
Yes, and may the Force be with you.
And also with you.
And your spirit.
All right, so now you keep going. Okay, then the next day is what?
Next day is 501. That's the 501st, the worldwide costuming club that you and I are both a part of, Bad Guys Doing Good. That's just May 1st. It's a fantastic holiday.
We just kind of, I think what happened
celebrate
is
appropriately.
We stole that date because of May the 4th. It was like, May the 4th be with you. And it's like, well, May the 1st, that's 501. Oh, that should be our day. And so I don't think it's an official national holiday or anything else. And we don't have a
it will be soon
corporation behind us that is sponsoring it like May the 4th. I remember before that really got to be big, where it was Star Wars Reads Day. And, you know, there was a lot of work because obviously, you know, Saturday, May the 4th, will also be Free Comic Book Day. And so there was a lot of appearances there, but, you know, just kind of that element. And it was funny because I was at an event today and someone at lunch asked someone at another table, so where did this whole May the 4th stuff start? When did that become big? When did that come out? And somebody from that table came over to me and said, so there's a question at my table about Star Wars, and we thought that you would probably know the answer. And really, the answer to that is it really started around 2007. And that's when Disney was partnering with Lucasfilm pre-merger, and they were doing Star Wars days at the Disney World space, and they would bring in Star Wars guests for 4 or 5 weekends. The 501st, the Rebel Legion, would march in the parade that would happen Friday, Saturday, and Sunday morning down Hollywood Studios. They'd have actors there doing signings, and it really just sort of evolved from that. It was like, well, we've got these weekends, and then, well, now we have this May the 4th day, and it was, you've got Star Wars Reads Day, you've got all these things, and it just has sort of blown up from there. And it's got a really fun sort of clicky history in that regard, but it's kind of neat.
Well, it's one reason that George Lucas didn't call the Force August, because May the August be with you just wouldn't make sense. No,
that was so shameful.
I should see myself out.
No, you're not going to see yourself out. We're going to throw you through the window.
That's deserved. Also, keep in mind, wherever you might be, it's the 25th anniversary of Star Wars Episode I, The Phantom Menace. So many, many, many movie theaters, even in our area, are playing Episode I in theaters, ranging from, I think, April 30th or May 1st through maybe the 5th or the 6th. So I know I just snagged a ticket for May 5th to go see because, you know, a few years ago, Scott, I hadn't seen Return of the Jedi in theaters before, ever. And I didn't see any of the originals in theater, of course, but I've seen the prequels and then the sequels. It's been 25 years since I saw Phantom Menace on the big screen. I texted my older brother and I said, hey, you taking Noah, my nephew, to see Phantom Menace next couple of weeks? He says, that's a great idea. I said, darn right it is. Better.
Yeah.
There's nothing like Jar Jar on the big screen. There's nothing like Duel of the Fates and the flag parade music for the start of the pod race.
Well, let's keep going with the week, because so then we've got trivia at Wiley Roots on Tuesday, and then we've got we got 501, so we've got the 501 day on May the 1st, and then May 2nd, there's another trivia happening in Greeley.
Yeah, Gentry's.
Gentry's downtown is actually hosting a trivia. So there's another opportunity for people to go and flex their Star Wars.
7:30?
Yes, 7:30 at Gentry's.
No, 8 o'clock, right?
Yeah, 8:30.
8:30 is when you show up.
9 o'clock. Yeah, come later. Yeah, it's like 10 p.m. I think that's when it starts.
But, yeah, that's Star Wars karaoke.
That, yeah. And then we jump into May the 3rd, which is now going to be the re-release in the theaters. And I personally am going to be actually in Fort Collins supporting one of the Cinemark theaters there, because there will actually be costume character appearances on Friday for the evening release of that film. And so there will be a number of us out there in costume taking photos and just engaging with fans and helping them have a good time and enjoy the films in whatever capacity they want to, and be out there just making it a fun time for everybody.
Is it only the 3rd?
No, there will be
5th.
Well, there will be multiple appearances all over the place. I think I was looking, and just in our local group within Colorado and Wyoming, I want to say we have 30 plus different appearances scheduled throughout.
Oh, wow.
Colorado and into Wyoming, where there will be appearances and locations. DIA does an amazing event every year. We're always involved with that, and they get a bunch of Star Wars characters out. They do this whole set of photo shoots. I remember one of our members, his name's Felix, and he was thrilled because he was in his Vader outfit, and they actually drove him out, and he's got pictures of him right underneath Blucifer as Vader.
Oh, wow.
And so they use those on social media. So it's been a great annual event that DIA does every year with us. So it's a lot of fun.
Does the TSA dress up like members of the Empire?
They do not, although that could
be appropriate.
It could be, yeah.
What's your name as your Solo? Or Han? What's your last name?
What's your last name? Don't have one. Solo.
Yeah,
that's the TSA. God, that was so dumb.
Yeah, it really was.
Line. It is only a week. Yeah, Friday the 3rd starts episode 1's re-release, and it goes through the 9th.
Yeah.
So you have 7 days to go check it out. Yeah. But Friday, Saturday, they'll have characters. Or Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, they'll have characters.
I believe that in some capacity, there are different theaters, and there will be appearances by 501st, Rebel Legion, Mando Mercs, a lot of those folks. In different places throughout the entire weekend.
So. That'll be reason to just show up a little early and not just, to take in some of the sights and sounds and photo opportunities. Yeah. Or chance for you to exchange tickets to go to a theater that will have costumed characters.
Absolutely.
Do you know how they say, may the force be with you on Cinco de Mayo?
No.
Que la fuerza esté con usted.
I was just going to say it, but you beat me to it, Micah.
Okay. Well, that was something.
Well, now we're here at the
that was in Spanish.
The holiday, the primary focus, May the 4th.
May
so
the 4th.
Saturday, May 4th, also free comic book day.
Yep.
Holy cow. And the Derby Day.
Yeah.
I'm going to make sure that if there's any horses racing with any type of Star Wars name.
I hope they lose.
That could be a good bet.
It could be. I don't know. Well, stay tuned. We'll talk about the activities and festivities on May 4th and the latest Bad Batch episode. And we look forward to being back after this break.
There's only one feeling, like lighting that open sign for the first time. Like deciding whether or not to frame that first dollar. Like knowing every customer by name when they walk through the door. Whether you're starting from scratch or from a century of tradition, every business deserves a bank that's been growing communities for generations. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Welcome back to the Nerd Show here in the Aloe Studios, Aloe Fiber Studios. As we're nerding out and getting ready for May the 4th, coming up in a week. May 4th, that is a very busy day, Scott.
It is.
It starts off in the morning. You and I are, I'm at least dusting off my old kit to put it on a few times. Mm-hmm. We'll be at Weld Community Credit Union that morning.
Their annual member breakfast.
Yes. If you're not a member, that'd be a great time to go and get a photo with some stormtroopers.
It is a ticketed event, so if you are a member of the credit union, make sure you check in with the credit union sometime this week. And
if you're not a member, then you're excluded.
You could be. I don't know the exact rules for the annual lunch, but it is where they do their board report and they do other things.
After that, we go to Wiley Roots for the second time that week, and they always have a customized pint glass.
I've seen the preview images of it, and I think all people will be happy with it. I think the 501st will be especially happy with it. I'm just going to leave it there.
Well, I'm excited to see it.
Yeah, it's good.
So we're there for a little bit. Then we have that evening.
Dun, dun, dun.
Trivia with Nick and Scott at 477 Distilling. I mean, 477 Distilling. I'm going to ask Matt to rebrand just for that
477?
Day.
477?
Did you come up with that just now?
I did.
Yeah.
Good job,
yeah,
Nick.
That was actually a good one. So.
Good job.
Hey, you know. Yeah. You don't have
one of those.
I appreciate it, Micah. And that's going to be where we have a little twist on trivia that night. You know, of course, come out, wear your favorite Star Wars costumes. They're going to be serving a special cocktail that day, which Blue Milk.
Blue Milk, which we've helped them refine and perfect.
Yes. I think it's going to be a dangerously delicious cocktail.
I think
too. Have you tried it?
Yes.
The final version. Okay. Yes. I was going to say, you could have helped, but maybe you didn't try the final version. But the final version is acceptable.
I believe so. Now, to be fair, there is a possibility that there was one minor tweak that may be done on that, but
we'll just have to taste it.
I think
that
it's
night.
Pretty close.
Well, come with your Star Wars knowledge. We're going to have questions for everyone to participate, but we're even going to enhance that a bit for the super fanatics out there and have bonus questions in each round for you to win even greater prizes, or I'll say additional prizes if you want to take it to that next level.
Don't just come with your Star Wars knowledge, come with your Star Wars wisdom.
Ah.
From episode 2.
Wisdom?
Yeah. Don't you remember Obi-Wan was talking to the big, I don't know what he was, fish, amphibious dude, and the guy was like,
There's a big difference between knowledge and wisdom.
So that's that. It starts at 7 o'clock on May 4th. And then, of course, for those who want to celebrate the next day, we have Revenge of the 5th.
Yes.
Because May the
4th that's Cinco de Mayo.
Is a Jedi holiday. Then the Empire has ruled that Revenge of the 5th is the Empire, the villains' holiday.
Which I think is kind of funny because that's actually when you and I are going to see the film is on May the 5th. So Revenge of the 5th, and you know we will definitely see that. It's sort of like Empire where the bad guys kind of win the episode or win the movie, so to speak. And so it sort of happens, but not really happens, because Obi-Wan still, you know, deals the final death blow. But it's not the death blow.
Because, almost death blow.
You know, somehow in Star Wars, you can be stabbed in the stomach and die, or be cut in half and thrown down a reactor chute thousands and thousands of feet and still survive.
That's because Star Wars is based in magic.
Yes.
Not science.
It's all about the midichlorians.
Yep.
Yeah. As soon as science comes into play, everybody complains.
Or M count, as we have now learned that we call it. So
yes.
We don't.
They're softening the blow of those who are so angry with episode one's midichlorians.
And speaking of M count,
we only have a few episodes left of the Bad Batch.
Two. I mean, there will only be one by the time this airs, but our final episode will come out on May 2nd, and then we get Tales of the Empire on May the 3rd.
So yes,
that'll be great.
A lot of Star Wars. I know I missed a few weeks. They've been telling a pretty good story at Lulled for a little bit, but of course a lot of it seems like fluff for Omega just to be back where she started and willingly back there. But and kind of predictable with her trying to rally the other four sensitive kiddos, and how that's how they're going to escape, recognizing this there's some sympathy from what's that one doctor who's
Emery.
Also a clone, yeah, to have, you know, Omega's little stuffed toy,
yeah,
stuffed animal. So there's some compassion there that Omega's picking up on. But what happens next? What happens to Mount Tantus? I mean, just this clearly is explaining how the Emperor was able to clone himself, and they're connecting the dots from what happened on Exegol for those many, many years, not just somehow Palpatine survived, but they're explaining that all. We're going to have the finale of this. We don't get those characters in any other capacity. Do they live? Do they die? Does Mount Tantus, you know, is that destroyed, or will we see an Empire victory at the end of the series?
I am not really sure. I know that, and they announced, and I'm trying to look them up right now, because I know the next episode that comes out on the 24th is Flash Strike, so that's where they actually arrive there, and I'm not sure how they're going to play Admiral Rampart.
Captain Rampart now.
Well, Captain, yeah, I know he's a little bit begrudged by that, but it'll be interesting to see how that plays out, because he's now going with him. So he's going to end up on Tantus, and he's going to have a potential where he could, you know, really ruin some plans. And so obviously that has the potential of going good or bad. And we don't know what happens with these guys after, you know, the end of this, because we just don't know where their stories end up. So,
with Rampart, he's always been a manipulative villain. And with the Empire, I can see him turning on the Bad Batch. Not that he's in cahoots with them, but could this get me in good graces with the Empire and I'll be an admiral again?
Yeah.
I can easily see that being a thought, and then him betraying the Bad Batch in some capacity, then for them to maybe overcome that and come out as winners, rah, rah, yay. But between him and,
Crosshair?
Not Crosshair, the evil, evil doctor who's...
Oh, Hemlock.
Yes, they are... They could come to blows, which could be kind of cool.
Yeah.
I just don't want a line like we had in I don't care if you win. I just need Kylo Ren to lose.
Okay, why did you have to do that? I never needed to hear that line again for the rest of my life, and you just went and said it.
Look, I didn't need Kylo Ren to lose. I just wanted Kylo... What was the line again?
I don't care if you win. I just need Kylo Ren to lose.
Okay. Mission accomplished. I just wanted Scott to say it.
Oh, Micah. You know, it's been really neat. I've been enjoying this storyline and kind of the parallels. And we're seeing, just all that square block stuff. I mean, the Empire is so rigid, so strict. Yeah. You know, we have the kids in like this circular element, but they're confined to these square rooms, these square beds, rectangular beds. Emery's glasses are square. They're just showing the sharp, structured ridges of the Empire, and that circle with Omega. And when the room that the kids are in, and it's what did George Lucas say? You know, they're like, it's like poetry. You know, they complement each other. That was from the original trilogy. He was caught saying that. Actually, it was maybe the prequel.
All right. But. So real quick, as we're getting out. What are you looking the most forward to in Tales of the Empire?
All of it looks good. Honestly, I love the whole twist of those villains. We're going to get Barriss Offee back, which I'm really excited to see her story arc.
Mine too. I feel like that is a story that needs to be explored.
So. Absolutely. Well, there were rumors, you know, that we were going to see her in Mando Season 3, but we didn't. So I'm glad we're finally seeing her in Tales of the Empire.
I want to see an evil intern who just turns in really bad paperwork on purpose.
So they have data pads, but yes. Well, thanks for allowing me to join you halfway through. Nerdians, have a great build-up to May the 4th, and we will talk to you on May 4th. You stay nerdy.
Que la fuerza esté con usted.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.